Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. What do you have today, Kevin?
Well, the World Cup is about 3-4 weeks away. Very exciting here in the U.S. And Domino's is getting in on the promotions around the tournament. They're giving away $1 million in pizza if the U.S. gets a red card at the World Cup.
Okay, I got to know more about this, Kevin. No, one of my dearest friends, he's in charge of the NCAA Collegiate Refs Association. Red card means you cause trouble, right?
Yeah, red card's the worst card you can be issued. If you get a red card, you're out of the game. But Domino's says if a U.S. national team player gets hit with the red card during the game, they've pledged up to $1 million worth of emergency pizzas. You go to their website, and you can claim one of more than 60,000 free medium two-topping pizzas. So that's something, right? It's bad if a player gets red carded, but you could get a free pizza from Domino's. I also just wanted to use this story as an excuse to play this all-time clip from King of Queens. Were you a fan of that show, Lisa?
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry Stiller, Kevin James, here we go.
Listen, Carrie's not going to make it home for dinner, so I'm gonna order us some pizza.
From where?
From Sal's.
Sal's? Have you lost your mind?
Okay, not Sal's. And from where?
A little neighborhood joint called Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. The little neighborhood joint Domino's. Good excuse to play that clip.
I just love sitcoms with the when live audiences were actually there, you know? That's you can feel it instead of just a recorded laugh track. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a recorded laugh track. Honestly, I'd rather order from Sal's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody says Domino's, though, I always think of that clip. The whole neighborhood joint, Domino's.
And so, you know, when I looked at it to the day, Kevin, I'm like, oh, so they're rewarding bad behavior, but they're kind of taking right. it from the, hey, it's bad, but we'll make it good for you?
Yeah, like, hey, something bad happened to the U.S. team, so we'll get you a pizza.
Okay. What do you have today, Bob?
We were talking about Cher's 80th earlier, and I was actually asking other people here in the newsroom how they were celebrating Cher's 80th birthday party. Lauren Lapka told me she will begin to believe in life after love. Sylvia wasn't sure, so I recommended something from the Cher movie library because she really had a hugely successful film career. I think my favorite movie she is in, do you remember Silkwood from 1983?
Oh, yeah.
So I found some interesting stories about that. So the movie is a drama. It's a true story about a nuclear industry whistleblower who died mysteriously. Meryl Streep plays the lead. Cher has a supporting role. Audiences laughed when they first saw her in the trailers for Silkwood because they knew her as this flashy TV music star who would occasionally do comedy bits. And she was, this is a very unglamorous role. I think for much of it, she didn't wear any makeup at all. And she got an Oscar nomination for Silkwood. It was directed by Mike Nichols. Think of him as Nichols and May and directing a lot of comedies, but he had a broad range of films. He initially rejected her when she asked for an audition, saying she wasn't the right kind of actress. But really, that was about the fourth or fifth movie she did, but that was really the one to launch her film career. She didn't win an Oscar for it, but she did get nominated for Silkwood. She later won Best Actress for Moonstruck.
My favorite movie. One of my favorite movies of all time.
But Silkwood, I think, would be a fine way to celebrate the 80th birthday of Cher.
I would rather turn back time.
Or you could turn back time. there's options, yes.
We could have a whole conversation just based on titles of Cher songs.
Right. Do you remember her in Mask?
Oh, right, yeah.
That was a really good movie.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
With Rusty?
With
yes,
Jim Carrey?
No, that was The Mask.
Oh, that's what I was. I was like, wait a second.
Wasn't it called Mask?
It was called Mask. The one Kevin's thinking of was called The Mask. Mask was about
Her son
had, I guess you called facial deformities. It was Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, she's really done good. It all. I mean, film, TV, Broadway. She really unmatched. That's why she can go by
and
one name.
And she has her book. I think it's a pretty lengthy autobiography.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's one of those, if she's voicing it, then I'll listen to the audiobook because I would like to hear her talk more. All right, what's your story, Mary?
All right, what goes good with pizza? beer. So it's a sad day in Verona, Wisconsin on Sunday, May 23rd. Why, you ask? It's the final batch of Schlitz beer. I have to think before I say that word. It will be brewed that day, 80-barrel batch at its Verona brewery. So Pabst Brewing Company owns Schlitz, and they actually stopped brewing months ago, but they wanted to do one final batch so people could get it some. Schlitz, of course, began in 1849 as a tavern brewery, and Joseph Schlitz bought it in 1856 and renamed it. So you can pre-order the batch. You guys going to get some?
Oh, I don't know, but a guy called John Hansen today, and his buddy loves it, so he's trying to buy up all that he can. And I thought, it's only going to stay good so long.
Yeah, and it's going to be available on the Wisconsin Brewing Company's website, and also available, I guess, I don't know where, on June 27th, but that's...
Isn't it some company going to come in here and just buy it?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, like keep it going. All these iconic brands, when they say
they're
going out of business.
They always do, like Tab, you know?
I remember Twinkies were going out of business like 20 years ago, and somebody came in and bought them.
Yeah, but, you know, Schlitz, Falstaff, Hams. I don't think Falstaff is around anymore. Hams, I don't know, but they all had their fans, and they were all seemed to be working guys. And I know back in the day that if you worked at the brewery, you got a case of beer every week. That was part of the perk. I thought, that's awesome. Every day,
a case a week,
Kevin, you could work at Miller Lite and you could bring home a case of beer every week.
Be a great deal.
Wow.
Yeah. Tough to beat that.
John Hansen also, Pete came up with this, had a jingle that Steely Dan wrote for Schlitz and recorded it, and it was just iconic Steely Dan. And I looked it up and it said it was in 1972 between the release of their first two albums, and they were approached to write a commercial jingle for Schlitz beer. So they recorded this 110-second track, but it got shelved because the Spanish lyrics contain an accidental double entendre. I don't really know. I listened to it today. But they said that track remained a myth until it was finally unearthed from the archives of their late sound engineer, Roger Nichols. But it was so classic, Steely Dan. We might have to pull it up for you and play it after 5. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.